Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. We've got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Fred Sinn is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't talked to Fred in a few months, but he's here now, and he's the author of Juicing the Orange. And Fred is an outstanding example of someone who knows a little bit about getting your message out, getting your promoting your business, building business, growing your business, building relationships with other businesses with the consumer. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on out there these days in our economy and how you and I can make sure that we get the most, that we get everything out there that's possible. Fred Sinn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. Fred, one of the things that that I've been telling my audience is, you know, if you think you're in a recession, you probably are. a lot of the recession stuff going on right now is between our ears for a lot of us. And as I travel around the country, I've been polling people about how the economy is. And I think the slowdown in the economy is not national to a large degree. I think it's still kind of regional. I mean, I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, a month or so ago, and I asked an audience if they thought that we were in a recession. Not one person raised their hand. I was in Memphis, Tennessee a couple of weeks later, and out of about 150 people or so, I asked them what they thought, and a handful of people raised their hand. I'm in Las Vegas right now, and these people are singing the blues out here. So what do you think?
I think it's an emotional issue. It's how people think about their own well-being, but I do think it's going to affect a lot of small business people. It's going to have to remind them to go back to the basics of why they started their business.
The fundamentals.
What do their very best customers, why do their very best customers stay with them? It's real easy to get over-concerned about the economy and to make some changes in your business plan, in your business model, that are not really in the right direction, to cut your costs too far.
Mm-hmm.
Scrimp on quality, to try to get so efficient that you lose touch with your customers. So I think it's a good time to go back and say, when I got into business in the first place, I was doing something that was unique and wonderful for my customers. What exactly, how do I bottle that? How do I make sure that I keep that precious something that was the essence of my business alive?
You know, Fred, I remember many, many years ago whenever I was working for one company, and didn't happen a lot, but I'm gonna say two or three times in my career, I was invited to, or I had an opportunity to go to another company, or I got tired of the one I was with, and I was going to move to another company, another industry. My first thought was, why would anybody hire me? You know, because I knew me so well, and then
right.
I resurrected my resume. I started dusting off my resume and adding to my resume the things that I'd learned, the things that I'd accomplished, the successes that I had had. And all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, this looks pretty good. But until I did that, I really didn't have as good an opinion of myself as I did later on. And so maybe that's what you're talking about? Small business owners need to
always a good exercise.
Get their resume out and dust it off and say, wait a minute, this is why my customers come back.
Down for your company, what your company, just getting established is a big deal. And getting going and growing. And that will give you the confidence to go back. But what I'm talking about is a little bit different, and that is that in every brand, in every business, there is an essential truth about why they survive in the marketplace. They've got something unique, something that they are doing right. and that that will carry them through the difficult times just as it got them started.
Mm-hmm.
And got them.
When you say we should ask our customers, are you saying we should actually ask our customers why they're doing business with us, or we should think that we should try to figure out if we know what why they're doing business with us?
Well, I'd ask them.
I think that.
A case of good customers where you have a relationship with them, ask them why they do business with you. Because it, like the resume exercise, it's going to give you some confidence mm-hmm. in knowing that you've got a strategic advantage.
Hopefully, you're getting some compliments from your customers. Hopefully, well, sometime during the, you know, when I was a consultant, I used to feel like if at least once a month, one of my clients didn't give me a little compliment, I wasn't doing a good enough job. So hopefully you get some of those.
Yeah, they've got to feel it's got to be a relationship with you.
Right.
One of the problems.
Fred, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back, folks. It's 20 till. We're visiting with our good friend Fred Sen, the author of Juicing the Orange. Here's Hart to take us out.
Ain't no
back, it's 17 till the hour, 43 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers right now. And smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you find the show and all the other things that we do around here and all the things that we do to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. No barriers to entry. If you can get to our sites, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Fred Sen is our guest, S-E-N-N. He's a founding partner with Fallon Worldwide. He is also the author of Juicing the Orange, a book I highly recommend to you. And Fred, give us tell us where the book is and give us your website, please.
Thanks, Jim. The book, you can get it any place out there at Amazon.com. The website is juicingtheorange.com. But it's just a book that opens up the possibilities of how to think creatively in marketing situations.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very last chapter of the book is the one that I feel strongest about, because that's where we talk about building a creative culture with your employees, where you can really change the culture of your company and get everybody to bring their best self to work just by some of the ways that you choose to lead and some of the ways you choose to manage.
You know, that's a really important point there, Al. I mean, Fred. Because, Fred, the employee situation in the United States is getting, the employee engagement situation is starting to become a crisis. The reports I'm seeing show that more and more employees are not engaged. Now, I think, I'm not sure who all these companies are polling. I've reported on two or three of these surveys over the last year, and I'm not sure how many small business owners are being polled, so our businesses are being polled, but one thing about it, small business owners cannot afford to have any employees who are not engaged. And if we can make sure our employees are engaged, it's one of the strongest weapons we have against any competitor, but especially the big box companies. What do you think?
Absolutely. Getting people engaged is a one-on-one issue. If you're working with a team, you're working with a group of employees, you have to figure out what makes each person tick and why they come to work and why they're working there, and have a conversation with them. Ask them, what do you want to accomplish in the next year in your job? What is it you like? There have been all kinds of surveys done, and when people feel that their work is an important part of their community, if they feel attached to that workforce, they're going to be better employees. You're going to see higher revenue per employee. It's been proven by some of the great big companies, but it makes more sense for a small business to think that way. The worst thing that can happen in a changing environment like the one we find ourselves in is that the leader of the company decides that we're going to change direction just a little bit, we're going to do some things differently, and he doesn't get the employees in on the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that difficult time, that leaves them confused and withdrawn.
Well, you know, Fred, you said something a minute ago about getting creative juices going in your organization. If somebody said to me, what's the best way to get my employees to become engaged, those who aren't, I would say allow them to be part of the creative process, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Today, every business leader needs, think of all the people that work for you as your other brain. And they're having ideas about what you're doing no matter what, so you might as well ask them and engage them. It works every time. There's some very, very good ideas out there. You know, there's very few new ideas. You just qualify the old ideas and put them to work.
Right, absolutely. Well, of course. I mean, and see, that's the thing. I think what you're saying is it's not just that you have to come up with a new idea. Just make sure that the ideas that you're working on, that everybody's working on the same thing.
The two things that I'm looking for in employee base are alignment and motivation. Are we all working on the same thing, and are we all driven passionately to make it happen?
Right. Talk to us about that. Now, give us an example of how we would, if we look around our business, and we heard what you just said, how do we do that? How do we find out if that's actually what we're doing?
On alignment and motivation?
Yes.
Well, I believe that in every company, there are some people that I'll call culture players. We talk about this in the last chapter of our book, and those are people who really understand your company and what it's doing and where it's going, and you don't mind having a cup of coffee with these people because you'll learn a lot. And there might only be less than 15% of your people who are actually culture players, and they can be in any position. But they are a wealth of information about how morale is and how you're doing as a leader. So I'd open up some communication channels and ask those people, how are we doing here? Why is morale down? How are people feeling about the business?
How about this? What if instead of asking them why is morale down, shouldn't you actually, and I know you probably meant this, is to say, what do you think about morale? Because I know one thing, I've seen a lot of CEOs who thought morale was just fine, and they were wrong.
Yeah. On a 1 to 10 scale, where are we, do you think?
Yeah.
And more importantly, what is the direction? Where's our momentum?
How do you get your employees to give you constructive, productive feedback from those kinds of questions without turning into a gripe session?
Well, you're going to go through a gripe session at first. People just need to unload. So you're going to have to just bite your tongue and get through that, and then you'll get to the constructive stuff.
Hold on to that thought, Fred. We're going to let you come back, and we'll come back and let you tell us about this some more. We got more to come, folks. This is good stuff from our good friend Fred Sinn, the author of Juicing the Orange. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. Here is Lindsey Buckingham. Take us out. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Visiting with our good friend Fred Sinn, the author of Juicing the Orange, founding partner with Fallon Worldwide, and that's an outstanding ad agency worldwide, as you might know by the name. Fred's been nice enough to join us many times over the last couple of years or so, and talk to us about some of these important things that you and I might not focus as much on as we should, and that's the internal, you know, relationships that we have with our customers and with our employees. And I say internal, Fred, when I say customers, because customers are they're part of our stakeholders, aren't they?
Boy, they're critical stakeholders, and some of them are with you just through habit, and some are with you through loyalty, and more of our businesses find themselves in a commodity situation where there really isn't that much difference between product and price they're offering and the product and price somebody else is offering.
Right.
And in that situation, I always say that you can put your thumb on the scale and tip things in your favor just by understanding relationships with your customers. And that might spill over into, it probably does, into relationships with your employees. There's a great business, Southwest Airlines, who in the founder said, if I take care of my employees, they'll take care of my customers.
Well, see, Fred, I think one of the most important dings in branding, and I tell small business owners this all the time, is I want someone who thinks of my brand quickly when they think of what I sell or what I offer, and when they want that, they want something I sell, but it could come from anywhere. I want them to think of one of my employees as the ding in my branding. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and if you look at you can advertise and you can do public relations, but in more cases, your employee represents your brand, and that's where people learn about your brand. And this is true of large companies as well. But boy, it's an opportunity if you just think that way. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to do some consulting with a small company, and it's just working with their sales force on this issue of getting everybody on the same page on the sales force and understanding that the changes the company is going through are necessary and right, and just making sure that they understand what the vision is.
But they've got to feel like they're contributing to this change, don't they?
Absolutely. They've got to first know why you're doing it and know what's up. Nothing is worse than somebody who can't get up on the bridge and see the horizon and still expected to work hard.
Well, you know, we have a lot of folks who are experts in change on our Brain Trust. And one of the things we've learned is in the 21st century, you've got to learn how to manage change and lead with change, because things are moving so fast. Change isn't different, but the velocity of change is a lot different than it was, you know, when you and I were coming up as young pups, Fred.
Well, and the velocity of change is increasing. And as human beings, we have a natural inclination not to want to change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're right. Your other experts are change management is a big deal.
But it's not enough for you and me as a CEO to be good change agents and to get it, and to be ready to make the changes. We've got to get this all the way down to the last person hired for the least essential job.
That's true. A lot of times resistance to change is going to come from the first people hired, the people who were with you when things were good, and they don't want to leave the way they've done things. So last person hired is often easier to change than the old-timers.
So you think we should start with the old-timers?
Absolutely, you've got to.
Now, that's good advice right there, folks. Go ahead, Fred.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I only got about a minute. Give us your best 60-second tour of talking to the old heads.
Well, they know you well, so it's easier to have a conversation with them. And there will be some that will be for it and some that will be against it. Get the conversation going. One of the things I'm really pushing out, Jim, is that there are important conversations that have to take place in every firm that here can start, and then spend a lot of time listening to people. So what are the important conversations that need to be going on with your employees? Let's get them started.
Well, and the ones who keep pushing back on you and not helping you grow, you may have to make some hard decisions. They may have to go work somewhere else.
Yep. If they're not in alignment, if they're dysfunctional, and you just don't... If you're building your team, you have that. Boy,
can't
that's hard. An old employee.
Yep, it is. Hey, Fred, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
You're welcome, Jim. Good to be with you.
You too. We'll see you next time. Fred Sen, ladies and gentlemen. Juicing the Orange is his book. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.